Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Tech Less podcast. I'm your host, April Rust, and this is the second episode in our Live More, Earn More mini series. Today, we're going to be talking about how to get unstuck when we're not sure what the next step is, when we're feeling overwhelmed, we're feeling anxious with our workload. We're asking ourselves, isn't there more to life? And we're just in that eat, sleep, work cycle, and we don't know where to go. The first step towards a better workload and towards a better work-life balance is to figure out what you care about. Essentially, to do a values exercise. I'm going to lead us through a guided meditation, if you will, a guided vision exercise. Feel free to hit the pause and reflect, or grab a notebook and journal your ideas. Thank you for being here. Let's get started. Imagine yourself 3 years from now. You have built a successful career that affords you the most beautiful life you could have imagined for yourself and your family and friends. You have zero financial worries. Your work is having an important impact on others. You feel good about your workload. You feel good setting your boundaries. And most importantly, you have a thriving life outside of work. You're confident in yourself. When self-doubt arises, you know how to work through it. And you just feel good standing on your own 2 feet. I want you to think about, what does your life look like? And I'd encourage you to be creative. I encourage you to let yourself dream. That inner talk track that tells you, well, that's not possible, or I can't do that. Let that just be a ship sailing out on the ocean and let it pass you by. Those thoughts don't need to dock in the harbor. So what does your life look like? If you're going to reflect, you're going to write in your journal, talk in the present moment, be specific, use vibrant details. And now, what does your job look like? Do you have a job? Do you have traditional work? Is it more special projects, personal projects? What does that look like? Again, I encourage you to plant your feet on the ground and to explore that place inside you that you might have locked up with a key. Let those desires out. I'd encourage you to press pause to give yourself some time to reflect, and we'll move on to the next question when you're ready. So after you give yourself some time to reflect, I want you to think next, what is it that you love most about this vision? Is it the way you get to show up at work? Is it that there's no work at all? Is it that you get to be the best auntie in the world and have the most flexibility to spend the time you want with your nieces? Whatever it is perfectly your desire, and you are deserving. And let yourself wander and daydream about this vision and pinpoint the parts of it that you love the most. And when you're ready, let's explore the gap between your current life and the life that you're dreaming. What's different about this new dream life from the one that you're living today? Go ahead and take some time to think about what might be different in the gaps. And when you're ready, our next reflection is, what did you need to let go of in order to make room for this new life? So put yourself 3 years from now, put yourself in this state that the present being is your dream life, with the best parts of it that are meaningful to you. And imagine, what did you have to let go of so that this new life could come into being? It might be the way you talk to yourself. It might be old habits. It might be relationships. It could be the very thing you're most frightened to let go of. And if you're not sure, that's okay. You can always come back to this and continue to reflect. And while this exercise is meant to help you reflect and gain some clarity on the things that are important to you in life, I also want to leave you with an activity you can do to help you tomorrow. You could even get started today. We talked about these last week. And that activity is for you to think of three things that you have control over that you can do each day to feel a little bit more alive, to reclaim a little bit more of yourself and your spirit. Once again, that's three things you can do that you have control over each day to feel alive. And lastly, to give you a sneak peek of our episode for next week, I'll leave you with the question, what's getting in your way? What's stopping you? If you were to take full responsibility for your life and your actions, and even your mind, and the things that your mind tells you, what's getting in the way? Where is the fear showing up? Where is the perfectionism showing up? Where is the self-doubt showing up? And that leads us to a little sneak peek of next week's episode, where I'll unpack the common limiting mindsets that hinder us from the life we desire. I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Tech Less Podcast. If you found value, I welcome you to leave a 5-star review. And if and when you're ready, here's how I can help. Follow me on LinkedIn for content on career growth, delivery excellence, managing your workload, and work-life balance.